This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was screaming, run, 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 active shooter, run, run, run. And, you know, and then they told us that there was, you know, it still was an active shooter. So we felt like we, you know, any moment could see bullets come off of the parking garage. And so everybody just kept running.
Good evening, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight, about 15 miles from where our satellite facility is in downtown Dallas. There are police cars everywhere the eye can see. There is a shooter at this moment cornered in a building in downtown Dallas. 11 cops have been shot at. 3 are dead. 3 are in critical condition. All of this unfolded about an hour and a half ago, and there was a peaceful protest in downtown Dallas, and what happened is there were at least 2 snipers on buildings who fired off perhaps at from one location, from what I'm told, maybe even 50 rounds. So they're looking for the shooters. One is cornered at this point right now, and the other they don't know, and there could be more than the 2, but the belief is from the police department that it is at least two snipers shooting down, and apparently officers were the target. Wow. I'll give you more details as my sources make them available to me. We'll have the latest up for you for sure. As I mentioned, we are very close to the Dallas area and are very close to many of the people who are watching this and are reporting this and who are part of what's happening down there. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us right now. Justin, I've just been talking about the fact that I'm not too far away from what's happening in Dallas, and it's unbelievable, frankly. They've got one guy cornered. They're looking for another. Could be more than that, but snipers. And I know this has become now a huge national story. And even the president today reacted to what's happening. What's the latest from the Washington point of view?
Well, from the Washington point of view, it's still relatively quiet. It is relatively late on the East Coast right now, so we haven't seen anybody coming out making many public statements. As you mentioned, the president did speak at around 6:35 today on this issue before the shooting, mainly discussing the Alton Sterling shooting that occurred in Baton Rouge and then the Philando Castile shooting in Minnesota today. But we have not yet had a presidential statement. The candidates have also been relatively quiet so far. We have not had a statement coming from either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Their Twitter feeds also seem to be relatively quiet as this develops right now. And, you know, in terms of what's actually going on over here, everybody just seems to be kind of monitoring and absolutely watching with just, you know, a sense of terror as this unfolds.
Yeah, and I'm just getting this from somebody is sending me a text on this. Now 4 police are dead, and there are 2 more fighting for their lives, and 11 is the total of police officers that have been shot. I'm sure that there's been these nationwide protests over the police shootings. I'm sure we'll hear rather more about that. In the meantime, let's go back to the campaign trail. Hillary Clinton, what's the deal with the State Department reopening the Clinton email investigation? What's that about?
Well, this is essentially just to take a look at what exactly should be done with the, you know, staff who was at the State Department at the time. This is coming with the backdrop of essentially a lot of people essentially trying to ensure that things go more smoothly as the election unfolds. We had Paul Ryan today calling for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to restrict Clinton from receiving classified information for the duration of the election. you know, there's a lot of people also saying that there should be sort of a revisit over what Clinton should face in terms of, you know, any kind of penalties from her term at the State Department. There was a statement from Comey on Tuesday this week in which he said there could be some administrative actions taken on that level. He said that that was not for him to decide and didn't really allude much to that. But there certainly is a sort of a statement on that.
All right. So you don't, do you think, what does your gut tell you, or what's kind of the buzz? Will this amount to anything?
You know, right now it's a little bit too soon to say. Obviously, this could, you know, put the administration, could put the State Department in a pretty tight position. It looks like, for the most part, with the decision from the Justice Department not to press charges and from Comey's testimony today, that Clinton is going to be in a relatively safe position. But, you know, at this kind of situation with this probe being reopened and whatnot, there's always some additional fallout that could come out. So we have Clinton, to a certain extent, kind of taking a little bit of a victory lap today. Her campaign released a statement essentially saying that Comey's testimony actually debunks a lot of the sort of claims that have been made by the right in the previous days, namely saying that his testimony showed that this was not a situation similar to what happened to David Petraeus, saying that according to Comey's testimony, some of the classified emails were actually not labeled correctly, and therefore a reasonable person could have accidentally, you know, inadvertently sent classified information or whatnot, since it was not, you know, classified by the book and whatnot. And essentially kind of taking an offensive role on this situation, something that, you know, a lot of people would have imagined would have probably left the campaign on sort of the defensive, considering this was a major figure in the investigation, one who had, you know, absolutely kind of raked over the coals when he made his initial announcement, not necessarily coming to a front defense, obviously, but certainly, you know, kind of dissuading a lot of the sort of stories that have popped up in the aftermath of this.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much as always.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So, as I mentioned, the update on the Dallas situation, 4 dead, and I am getting the very latest. This is information that is being texted to me. One guy is cornered at this point. Snipers open fire on Dallas police. If you're just joining us, 4 dead, 4 cops. The target was cops wounding. Another 7, could be more than that. Witnesses say it was just a hail of bullets. People were screaming and running chaotically throughout a very crowded downtown partly because of the protest and because of the area now is a thriving metropolis. In other words, the revitalization of downtown Dallas has led to a lot of people going to that area, particularly heading into a weekend or a week where many people have off. So there were protests around the United States over what happened in Minnesota and what happened in Baton Rouge, and this was what this protest was about, to re-rack this. The Justice Department is monitoring the investigation into the Minnesota police shooting, and they say that the state's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is going to take the lead on the investigation following the death of Castile on Wednesday. The video that streamed live and shocked so many people. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Killed at the protest in Dallas. Here's what the president had to say earlier.
Concerned about these issues is not to be against law enforcement.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Unfortunately, what this has turned into is that same scenario of law enforcement versus the people versus what's happening in these two terrible scenarios in Minnesota that's being investigated, if you saw any of that stream, and also what's happening in Baton Rouge. So, of course, there were protests, but the president went on to say, you know, this is not just a black issue. That's not what it is. A lot of people are taking to social media to react to it, some who have a large following, like Beyonce saying, "Stop killing us." The president said that Americans should feel outraged at the episodes of police brutality since they're rooted in long-standing problems. He was speaking in Warsaw. After landing for a NATO summit, He called the shooting deaths of Sterling and Castile tragedies and demanded that the country as a whole do better. So we are confronting this issue of race and violence again because of these similar incidents that just happened. And statistically, you can't argue with the statistics. The statistics show that minorities are more likely to be pulled over, searched, or shot by police. But the president was careful, as you heard what he said there, that it was incumbent on the country to aim for better, including recognizing deep-seated biases that have to be rooted out in certain communities. Now, as somebody who has had and does have family members who are police officers, I have seen from all ends of this horrible thing that is happening. None of my family involved in communities where they're having these problems, but certainly very concerned for fellow officers, for new officers coming in, and for these tensions and situations. And I mean, I just can't say enough about this. My mind keeps wandering back to Dallas, where I live, where I am, and where I live very, very close to the downtown area. In fact, have a parking spot, perhaps, I don't know this to be sure yet, at one of the structures where there may have been one of the snipers. But it is a terrible, terrible situation. In this country, you should be able to protest peacefully and not worry about that. And these protests, by all accounts, and I know some people who were covering them and assured me that there was no kind of violence. There was anything that was happening there. So whoever the snipers were, they definitely had an agenda, and they definitely had targets. They had a lot of targets. And we're talking about different kinds of police, including transit officers, who are involved in this horrible, horrible scenario. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We will talk about some other things, obviously, as well, but I did get some extra emails today. Lots of emails, and we'll do an email bag, but I did get some emails from people in Minnesota who talked about what happened. Even the governor, Mark Dayton, said he was heartbroken for Minnesota. I mean, what can he say? They're investigating it, and this video that's online, if you haven't seen it, Philando Castile's girlfriend is sitting in a car next to him. His shirt is soaked in blood. His girlfriend is heard telling the camera, "Police just shot my boyfriend for no reason." She said the officers pulled them over for a broken taillight. And based on that, the police response was way in excess of what the situation called for. This is what she's saying. He said, "Would this have happened if the passengers were white?" I don't think so. So the Justice Department is looking into this, as I mentioned. The girlfriend said Thursday that other officers at the scene didn't check on Castile after the shooting, but they tried to calm the officer involved as they put her in a police car. So the officer has been placed on paid administrative leave. That's what they do. That's normal procedure. But what a tragedy. The lieutenant governor in Minnesota, Tina Smith, said, "I grieve for Philando Castile, his family, friends, community, especially the child who was in the car for him, because, oh yes, by the way, there was a 5-year-old child in the car." She said, "I pray for everyone touched by this tragedy, including our law enforcement officers." And that's the truth. The problem is the branding of everybody across the board when something like this happens. So the shooting in the video spread of the 32-year-old cafeteria supervisor, by the way, who worked at a Montessori school. So there were people who gathered at the site of the shooting and outside the hospital, and he died at the hospital. There were demonstrators in the rain. There were protests outside the governor's mansion in St. Paul. A crowd was there the night before, and the group was up to about 1,000 people, they say. And the governor just waded through the crowd, and protesters were chanting, "What do we want? Justice. What do we want? Justice. We want it now. We want it now." And then you have the story of Alton Sterling and the fatal, the video recorded of this fatal shooting earlier this week of the 37-year-old, and the Justice Department is looking into that. And it took place where he, so Sterling, who was a black man, scuffling with two white officers outside of a convenience store. So you have these two videos, and equally as disturbing, but the video of Castile being shot and just soaked in blood and just slumping in the back seat, his girlfriend describing why they were pulled over, and you know what happened, and the fact that you can see even. You can even hear this. The officer tells her to keep her hands up and says, "I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out." And then she says, "You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was getting his license and registration, sir." The video, as I pick it up, goes on to show the woman exiting the car and being handcuffed. A young girl is screaming, crying, whatever, and saying, "I'm scared, mommy." The woman describes being put in the back seat of the police car and says, "The police just shot my boyfriend for no apparent reason." So it goes back to that. And then, of course, he died within minutes of arriving there. And this Philando Castile was a guy who I mentioned was a cafeteria worker for about 15 years cooking for the kids in this Montessori school. And I think the people in Minnesota should be heartbroken, frankly. These are terrible, terrible situations. And I go back to my family, as I said, family members who are police officers, and they grieve for these situations, trust me, equally. And, of course, the concern is now, look what happened in Texas, that police who are innocent and who are not guilty of any of what's been seen in the last week, and we'll see what the investigations show, but the other officers are now targets, and in Dallas, clearly it illustrates that. Wow, wow, wow. You can send me an email, americatonight.net, or you can jump on the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
African Americans are arrested at twice the rate of whites. African American defendants are 75% more likely to be charged with offenses carrying mandatory minimums. They receive sentences that are almost 10% longer than comparable whites arrested for the same crime.
The president reacting to what's happened in Minnesota, Baton Rouge, and of course now Texas is going to take up a lot of the oxygen around the country as four officers have been killed by snipers during a Dallas protest. Very emotional. The mayor, the chief, many of the reporters who cover police officers in Dallas upset. And I'm watching all of this unfold and know some of the players in this as far as the people in Dallas, especially the people covering it, and also I don't know for sure, but we'll see what happens with the police officer situation. But at least four, because there could be more. There are seven officers wounded, and they were victims of snipers during the protest over the police shootings that we just mentioned, that I just mentioned. So this is what's going to be front and center on many people's minds, certainly, that's for sure. It is a terribly dark, dark day. And watching people and babies and people with strollers scramble is an awful thing, I think, in a very proud city that sadly is marked and feels as though it is as an identity has gotten over this, the death of a president, the assassination of a president, to be honest, is somebody who's lived here now for a while. So now you've got this situation with the police officers. The families are being notified. Somebody is cornered, and the latest that we know on that is that's still happening. They're trying to talk this person in. If I get any more on that, obviously I'll tell you. But, yeah, it's terrible. In the meantime, there are a few other stories on our radar, if you will, besides this terrible shooting in downtown Dallas. But today, the real surprise, and somebody sent me immediately, as soon as it happened, somebody that I knew close to the State Department sent me an email, maybe 2 seconds before they started to put it all over social media, about the email deal and the fact that this might not be over yet when we talk about Hillary Clinton and what happened in the investigation. The case is not, you know, not closed yet for sure. So they're looking into this. The State Department is reopening the Clinton email investigation. And the questions are, you know, so much focused on Comey, on James Comey, because he said one thing and then said something different. So the FBI chief's testimony about Clinton's email really is kind of messing up the reputation of the Bureau. And I'll tell you, it's you've got thousands of State Department email accounts that are still at risk and are being hijacked. So there is a problem here. And they've got to sort it out and not shove it off into the ether somewhere, I think, which is just a giant mistake. And you certainly, it's unprecedented to have a guy like Comey come out and basically take a slap at Clinton and then say, but no charges are being filed. That's not how we've seen this happen in the past. So the State Department is reopening the internal investigation on whether Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled emails. If you remember, the State Department said in its review in January, after declaring 22 emails from the private server were top secret, that the investigation was halted after the FBI started investigating the setup that she had. And they've got no deadline for the investigation's completion. And I think we all know these dates, but in case you don't, Clinton was the Secretary of State until early 2013. Most of her top advisors left shortly after that. So they'll look into them. Huma Abedin, probably her closest friend, advisor, Jake Sullivan, Cheryl Mills. They wrote many of the emails to Hillary Clinton that the investigations have focused on. Mills was Clinton's chief of staff at the State Department and has been viewed as a possibility for the same job in the White House. So the State Department is not going to identify former officials that hold security clearances, but they have described her as someone who still has a valid clearance, let's put it that way. So Comey doesn't indict, I think part of whether anybody believes this or not, I mean, raise your hand, and of course I have my special hand counting glasses on, you know I have that superpower. So much for the guy in the flying saucers on another part of the dial. Don't know if he has those. In counting hands, do you believe that Comey didn't indict because he didn't want to be the guy to change the course of American political history? or really felt like there wasn't any hardcore evidence. I mean, it could be either way. That could go either way. Because if there isn't enough hardcore evidence, he knows he would just be blowing in the wind. And there's no way he would go up against the power, the machine that the Clintons are, or the Democratic Party, and do this in any way with just enough information, with just enough evidence. It has to be much more spectacular. So perhaps there just wasn't that information, is what I'm thinking. Just not. Wow. Unbelievable. And unbelievable that we're not completely done with this. Okay, so as I said, even though the situation in Dallas is heavy on our minds, and it, trust me, it couldn't be heavier on anyone's mind than mine, as the politics of the day turns, one of the areas, the new areas, perhaps in a way that has to be addressed, is this situation with police and some of these communities in some of the areas in our country. In fact, on a campaign trail, this is a question you would have to answer. It's just insanity that you can't have a peaceful protest and worry about what the repercussions are going to be. And imagine if more people decided they didn't want to be police officers. You know, there's so many different ways to look at this. It is like a conundrum that is built like a Rubik's Cube, and it is not a good situation, and it is not fair, and it is awful what happened in Minnesota, and it's often awful what happened really in Baton Rouge. And now Dallas can add its name to the pile of cities dealing with a horrific, untenable situation. So you have a live stream dying boyfriend seconds after he was shot by a cop, pulled over for a broken taillight. You have another guy who scrambled in Baton Rouge with the police officers, and also he is no longer with us. And you have snipers taking out cops from rooftops in Dallas. And this permeates the conversation. You know, absolutely. But, as I said, there are other stories that affect your life and mine that are part of the buzz in the backyard that are worth mentioning, right? Including, I'll give you a little twisted, it just shows you how the world works. Give me a heavy heart and tell me something ridiculous or funny, and I can change the way I feel. And let me tell you, there's a few stories that fall into that category, and certainly one of those stories is the crabs, this horrific smell apparently coming from the subway, which led to an investigation and led to crabs. You know, I'm talking about the crabs you eat. And if you've ever gone crabbing or if you've ever cooked crabs, you know, ooh, they are yummy. But not so yummy if they're hanging around for a long time. And this is apparently what happened here. It's the remnants of that. So people who jumped on a train on just a normal day were treated to the horrific smell of the crabs that were left behind. You know, I could go crabbing and I could catch the crabs, but watching them die in those big pots that my grandmother had, oh, I could not deal with that. And the smell from the subway was so permeating everything in its path that they were calling for an investigation, and it led to all of this crab meat. Wow. what people will leave behind. Stay with us.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That's the protest in New York. There were protests all over the place because of what happened in Minnesota, frankly, and what happened in Baton Rouge. The president reacted. You've heard that. He's in a summit, talked about we've got to get better as a country. We've got to root out the deep-seated biases. Got to figure them out and root them out, and communities are if the communities are mistrustful of the police, that makes the law enforcement officers who are doing a great job, and I agree with this, who are doing the right thing, that makes their lives harder. And now it eliminated some of those lives. And that's an awful, awful thing. An awful, awful thing. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, deep into next week. All right. Again, in the continuing effort to keep you abreast of what else is going on, and you can definitely react. I mean, what is the answer? 855-266-5283. As in anything in life, you see these gaps and microcosms across the board, and weeding out what doesn't belong and making sure the others are safe is getting pretty tough. And that's what I think is the most disconcerting thing of all. It's very easy to say that, but it's very a tough thing to do. It's a very, very tough thing to do. On the campaign trail, there has been some reaction to this, and there will be more in the upcoming days. You know, we talked about Zika in a previous show from Brazil, as Luke Vargas is there in Rio de Janeiro and told us that some of the Zika stuff is being exaggerated and what the effects are and who is really affected by Zika. And in Brazil, how it's the poorest of the poor and not in the upscale hotels or some of the areas where the Olympics would take place. And then we have this that comes out in the day that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they're monitoring 320 U.S. pregnant women with lab evidence of Zika virus infection. So that number is up from a week earlier. The number of babies born, though, in the United States with birth defects linked to a Zika infection in mothers during pregnancy or lost pregnancies linked to the virus is unchanged. The last report was 7. It was 7. The concern is so great, however, there are several athletes, because they're saying a man could pass this on to a woman, who are still interested in having children, who have pulled out of the Olympics. One of them, Irish golfer Rory McIlroy and Australian golfer Jason Day, has also decided that he will not participate in the Olympics because of specifically mentioning the Zika thing, and that that is enough to keep him away. And there haven't been athletes so much in other sports yet at this point that have declared they're not going to go. Because you have to think about athletes and what they put into. Now, golfers are professional. These are professional golfers. But you have to think of some of these amateur athletes and what they put into trying to get to the Olympics. And it's an unbelievable amount of hours and dedication and working out with coaches. And sometimes that window becomes very, very small. If you don't snag the window when you're able, the window closes on you. Or something else happens. If, for example, your government boycotts the games, it may make you miss them altogether because of the time frame. What we have so far is just a handful of golfers pulling out and not some of those other folks at this point in some of your other sports, like swimming, for example, like track and field, which would be huge. Sailing, although they've had some problems as far as sailing is concerned due to the water and sewage and whatnot, but nobody pulling out because we aren't too far away. We're a couple of weeks away from the conventions, huge. And then just a week and a half after that, we're talking about the beginning of the Olympic, you know, the Olympic Games. And the Olympic Games stretching from the beginning of August to the end of August, pretty significant the amount of time that some would spend in the country. But Luke Vargas talked about a much different picture of really what was being reported and him seeing it on the ground, that there are protests with police all the time, and signs saying welcome to hell might be particularly pointed, but that you see them all the time because of the police officers who clash with the government and wanting to get their overtime and whatnot, and that was more what that was about than anything else. But if you just saw it, it wouldn't look that way. But the real interpretation of it is what he's seeing on the ground, and it's very different, including the areas where the Zika virus, for example, that I just mentioned, where the Zika virus finds a home, and then the favelas, the very poorest of poor areas, that's where they're finding Zika, not in some of those other areas. Not there. In a completely different situation, far away from your Ritz-Carltons and whatever fancy five-star hotels there are in Rio de Janeiro. And there are those hotels, believe me. Definitely. If you're curious about the one-on-one contest between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton as we manipulate the polls. I shouldn't say we manipulate them, as you can manipulate polls in a lot of different directions. There is this from Fox, from their new electoral map. That map shows that Clinton has more in the bag than Trump. They've got it at 191, and they've got Clinton at 227, and then there's some toss-ups where it could really go either way. It takes 270 electoral votes to win the presidency. Neither candidate, I'm just setting the stage, and I know you all know this, neither candidate can get there without winning in toss-up territories. So they must win in toss-up territories. 120 electoral votes are at stake across 9 states considered to be those toss-up states. And what are they? Ohio and Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Wisconsin and Michigan could be in play, and Trump could pick those up because of his appeal to union folks. And the same with Arizona and Georgia. Mostly they lean Republican, but there are some core Democratic supporters in those states too. So some of that may, you know, some of that might change. Might change. Wow. And I don't know about you, but now that we're into the summer, it is a zapper for the energy. Really, it is. And I've been walking the dog, of course, trying not to do it in the heat of the day, and going to the gym. And I just got to say, once again, check out One World Way. Woo! What a lifesaver for me. If you go to my website, americatonight.net, there is a link right there. Some of you are starting to ask me, Ray, Chris, Michael. The link is on the website. Just click on One World Way. It'll take you to all the amazing, amazing products that Stephen Huer and I have been talking about. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. See you soon.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchandines fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.